Here is the Corey Grinder Band.
One, two, three, four. What am I supposed to do now without your loving anyhow? How am I supposed to forget it like I wouldn't regret it when I lost the greatest love I ever had? Gave it all I could and never thought you would leave me behind. Baby, no more mine. We had a special loving and you said so yourself. So why'd you go and put me on the shelf? Gone, Dunks. Round is crushing my mind. Then a new love ain't could be so unkind. Turn to the words for pain. Doing it more, I go insane. I lost the greatest love I ever had. Gave it all I could and never thought you would leave me behind. Maybe no more mine. We had a special loving and you said so yourself. Why'd you go and put me on the shelf? That your love for me, that just wasn't enough. I wanna hold and squeeze you, bet your life I could please you. I lost the greatest love I ever had. Gave it all I could and never thought you would leave me behind. Baby, no more mine. We had a special loving and you said so yourself. So why'd you go?
That's the Corey Grinder Band. Tell me about that song.
Well, that's the one off our new record called On the Shelf. And, yeah, we recorded that last year and put it out in August.
Nice. Now, you can't see the guitar unless you've got really good vision, but I can't. Corey's got this fairly, it's somewhere between Flea Market and Willie Nelson in terms of its look here.
It's got a little of that Trigger look going on. It's a little beaten down.
Kind of well-worn.
She likes it that way.
Yeah. Have you had that for a long time?
I've had it just a little over a year. The guy that played electric guitar on our record, a fantastic guitarist back home, Anthony Papaleo, he and I were just hanging at a local music shop, and he spotted it out, and it's this just little old Gibson. From the serial number, I looked to be out maybe like a 65. Yeah. And he saw it, and we were messing around with it, and I'm like, are you going to take that home? And he said no, so I did.
Yeah, and its pick guard is missing, so you can see a lot of good-looking wear and tear on it as you play. Where is back home?
We come from Cleveland and Akron.
Excellent. And are you still living there?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's terrific.
And yep, so we rolled tonight. The bus out this morning, and I mean that.
We
had trouble parking.
You had to leave pretty early to get here.
We didn't leave the venue last night until closing time, so
well, that helped.
A couple hours of sleep, and we got on the road this
Welcome
morning.
Welcome to the other 11 o'clock. That's the one you're not used to, the one that happens in the morning. Let's meet, that's Corey, and let's meet the rest of the band. I'll get a mic over to our drummer, where I'll ask for some help. Actually, we'll be able to get you out of that one. So on fiddle, who do we have here?
Matt Dunkelberger.
and welcome. You're Akron, Cleveland.
Akron.
Yep. Then on bass,
Jason Willis.
Nice to have you with us. And then on steel guitar,
Steve Carney.
Nice to have you with us. Who's got the nickname? Yes, it's Steve Tebbs Carney.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Tebbs.
I don't think anybody calls him Steve.
No, not
everybody calls him Tebbs.
I don't think his
Tebbs.
Parents He's even Tebbs. Call him Steve.
No, my family doesn't call me Steve.
No. Well, you're Carney folks.
Yeah, we're different. We're different.
Always Carneys. Setting up their tents everywhere.
Yeah, it's, you don't want to be
dangerous rides.
And then playing drums.
Yeah, Brian Roberts.
What's really great to have all of you here. How long have you played together as a band?
Well, Tebbs and I and Jason as well, we've played together for quite a number of years with different groups, bluegrass groups, honky-tonk groups, and eventually we thought we'd start our own honky-tonk outfit. They kind of forced it into being my name, so it takes the pressure off them.
Yeah, that sort of, it's a good thing, and seriously, it folks probably think, oh, he wanted to be out front and have the name, but that's not always the way you want it to be, is
yeah,
it?
At least my name's not John Smith. I don't know. It stands out a little. But yeah. And Brian on the drums, he's been playing with us for over a year now, and gosh, he's been such an important part of what we've been doing.
Yeah, you guys are really tight. You sound great. What do you want to do next?
Well, I'd love to show off another new original of ours, maybe a little waltz number called Lightheaded.
This is
a song that kind of features Tebbs here on the pedal steel.
And it's the Corey Grinder Band with Tebbs.
I felt the sickness since you went away. Pain inside ain't even the worst part. For I've been feeling so warm, yet cold all the same. Lightheaded with a heavy heart. This fever came on because you ran away. New eyes in trouble as soon as I felt it start. For you could always cure what a first ailing me. I'm lightheaded with a heavy heart. My head is spinning, my heart is touching the floor. I ain't feeling like me, no, not anymore. Love has been tarnished, used to be a work of art. Now I'm lightheaded with a heavy heart. Go on, Tebbs. Weak in the knees, my head ain't never been strong. Feeling dumb, though I ain't never been smart. How long can I possibly carry on this way? Lightheaded with a heavy heart.
My head is spinning, my heart is touching the floor. I ain't feeling like me, no, not anymore. Love has been tarnished, used to be a work of art. I'm lightheaded with a heavy heart. Lightheaded with a heavy heart.
What a great sound and a great song. It sounds like they're on the Opry stage, or maybe on the Wheeling Jamboree, play it along.
Or maybe just in a trailer park somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, that too. So have you guys been playing on the road much? Do you get out?
Yeah, we actually just got back from a run. We put together a tour bus for ourselves. Worked hard on that. Again, Tebs bought a short school bus, and we converted that into our bus for taking on the road, and we hit Nashville and New Orleans, and we're all through Texas and Austin, Fort Worth, and San Antonio.
That's the life, right?
Just got back a couple weeks ago from that, and yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
That would probably did everybody go see a chiropractor afterwards? Or that's got to be a lot of. Yeah,
it kind of works. Yeah, especially the bumps on the road. Kind of, you lay down and. Just kind of
just you five, or did you take along? You've got a couple, few people here with you who.
Well, Matt didn't.
I didn't go.
Yet. He's just he's just too risky on the road. He's a wild card.
Can't take me anywhere.
Matt is he's an old time fiddle player. Matt and I actually went to high school together, or grade school. Even,
it was one of those schools,
We hadn't seen each other in a long time, and we kind of just crossed paths randomly last year, and turns out we both play fiddle now. So I was like, well, great, let's do more of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys sound great, really great pedal steel.
Oh,
on. On that, how did you pick up that instrument?
Oh, well, nobody wants to play these, so you can usually find them on the side of the road anywhere. So,
how did you? I really meant pick up as in learn to play, but I suppose you do have to eventually pick it up and put it on
it in the back of the bus, and away you went.
Just go. No, I've been playing it about 10 years. I used to play guitar before that. So,
yeah. Is this one of these instruments that if you leave it in the back seat of your car and you forget to lock your car, when you come back, there's another one?
Yes. It's a lot like banjos. Yeah. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah, well, it sounds really, really good. All you guys, one of the things I really like is none of you are overplaying. It just everything fits really nicely. It's sort of like the notes you're not playing as well as the notes you are playing.
And that's why we left our electric guitarist at home.
Ah.
Well, no, I would like to say we our good friend Austin Stanby, he couldn't be with us today, but he's a great player, and he was on the road with us and played last night with us in Kent.
Did you paint the school bus?
Yep, sanded it, painted it. Okay. Even some of our friends we brought with us today, Derek and Elise, helped. It was a real team effort to
huge team.
So they have a big Corey Grinder logo on it. Or?
It's just Teb's face painted on there crudely.
I like that.
Paint my numbers.
Yeah. It's if you're just tuning in, the Corey Grinder band is here. They will be at the Allegheny Elks, which is the Elks on the north side tonight for the Honky Tonk Jukebox. I think it starts 7:30.
Eight. I think it usually ends up being 7:30.
Yeah, sometime there. It's a great, although it's an Elks Lounge, it's open and
it's
you can
really
enjoy
fun.
It.
The dance floor is always hopping, and all of us will be getting out there and cutting a rug.
Now, I haven't been there on a Honky Tonk night, but is somebody putting powder on the dance floor to make sure it's nice and properly slippy?
They salt it down, yeah.
Is that what that
exactly.
Is?
It's salt. That's exactly right. Salt down the dance floor to make sure everybody's okay. I would expect no less from the Elks. I want to talk about your recordings, but why don't we have you play another song first? What would you like to do?
We should do something off that record. This is a number that maybe is a little bit different than kind of, we normally consider ourselves kind of honky-tonk, but I guess this would be a little more hard-driving tune, almost like a, in the Waylon Jennings kind of style. It's a song I wrote called Unlucky Penny. I'll give that to you. All right.
Ice in my coffee, 'cause my whole world is freezing cold. The grass is turning gray, 'cause my whole world is growing old. I feel like I'm dying if I was to be so bold. Or a light or anything that's gonna spark. No matter anyway, I'm accustomed to the dark. I'm like a dog that's all bite, but also all bark. Been turned over by you who liking my lucky penny. You don't wanna have me. Gonna spare me. She'll get you off of my hind, and it should be a cinch, but my heart won't budge an cross-eyed, but that's how it feels in my brain. Thoughts just swirling around like water circling around the drain. I'm moving slower than a broken walking cane. Yeah, my car's stuck in park, but it's not like I wanna go. Friends keep me in the dark, but it's not like I wanna know. Wouldn't believe that you love me, even if you told me so. Been turned over by you, liking the lucky penny. You don't wanna have me, you sure ain't gonna spare me. She'll get you off my mind, and it should be a cinch, but my heart won't budge an inch. Been turned over by you who liking the lucky penny. You don't wanna have me, sure ain't gonna spend me. Off of my hind, and it should be a cinch, but my heart, it won't budge an inch.
Nice song. That showed off every member of the band really well, too. Nice backbeat on the drums, nice fiddle work.
Oh, bass the kept, best in the biz. I love my rhythm bass, section.
Yeah, bass kept booming along, and Tebs and I had a moment there. He was thinking, am I going to think that's the end of the song? Were you thinking that? He saw me.
I saw you. I saw you go for the knob.
You saw me put my hand on the knob. Because my heart is gonna. And I'm thinking, that's the one. One of the many things you can expect from a band like this, let alone the Corey Grinder Band, is songs will end properly. You can anticipate the ending of the songs, right? Now you're going to.
Got a throw curve?
So you have a new record out, right?
Well, we put it out in August, but it's pretty fresh for us. It's our first record. And, it was we recorded it in Canton, Ohio. with a guy named David Mayfield. He's got a group, David Mayfield Parade. That
yeah, that name's familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably crossed paths at some point. He's a great guy, and he used to do a lot with the Avett Brothers and Mumford and Sons and those guys like that. And he has a studio in Canton called Sweet Side Recording, and we were the first band to get in his new studio, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's great. You know, we have an affiliate, WMCO, which is in New Concord, Ohio, Muskingum County, which is not near you, but it results in a number of folks finding us as they drive through and listen. I'm sure, can that be found in the usual places, Bandcamp,
yes,
Amazon?
Yes, it's on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, everywhere that you want to check it out or download it.
Excellent. And are you playing anywhere after tonight, like in the coming days?
We are not playing, but actually John Benley, his group Benley Hardware, they're going to come join us in Cleveland at one of our favorite venues called the Beachland. So we're kind of teaming up. We're starting this Cleveland-Pittsburgh
little
honky-tonk
home and away
team
series. Well, that's okay.
Honky tonkers got to stick together, especially Rust Belt honky tonkers.
That's right. We're rare breed.
Especially with all that salt they threw on the ground.
On the ground. That's right. Yes. That's what makes it all rust, is all that salt on the ground. There does seem, I don't think it ever really has gone away, but there's a lot of love for this style of music, again, picking up, especially among folks in their early, mid 20s or so. What do you?
There's people doing a lot for this type of music, and one of the people I want to mention the most is Dale Watson from Texas, and he has started kind of what he calls his own genre of music called Ameripolitan.
Yeah.
And it kind of umbrellas honky tonk, which is what I consider us, and then rockabilly, western swing, and outlaw country. We actually we opened up for him just a couple nights ago on Thursday in Cleveland. And we teamed up with him a little bit in Texas when we were out there at, like, the Broken Spoke and stuff. He invited us up to play with him. And he's, for us, he's just the tops.
Oh, so. He's a legend. Yeah.
So we appreciate people like him that kind of, like, are giving us an opportunity to show off our music to a larger audience, of finding these people, getting them, letting them know that there is music that, you know, maybe they didn't realize was out there. Like, they get fed up with what country music is now, and there's country music worth listening to.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of music worth Absolutely. Listening to, and when it's played authentically from people that really care about it, that's I'll listen to just about any genre of music, as long as those two words apply, or those
yeah.
two
When
Thanks.
It's done right, Amen. It is right.
The Corey Grinder Band is who you're listening to right now. And I think we probably have time for one. We definitely have time for one more. We have about 8 minutes of radio time. Sometimes honky-tonk songs are quicker than
I
expect.
Yeah, maybe we'll fire off some quick ones.
You want to try? We try for two if you'd like.
All right, let's try for two. Mind if we get a little louder for a second?
Oh, you can do that.
Switch to your sticks.
we're gonna give the drummer
let the drummer loose.
Okay, the drummer he's getting rid of his paintbrushes. He's gonna have
some
sticks.
One of our biggest influences, I don't know, probably just a group of greaseballs like we are now, called Commander Cody.
Oh gosh, and the Lost Ozone Band.
We feel we can relate to the way they maybe were doing things. I don't know if that's fair to say. I'm sorry, Cody, Bill, and all you guys.
We're gonna do well. We'll find out.
Yeah. Well,
Hot Rod.
Do Lost in the Ozone.
Oh, Lost in the Ozone, or Hot Rod Lincoln, or one of those.
Red Gang.
I told you a million times I love you, but your old fickle heart wouldn't let me in. So I just relax here, my glass of gin, and I head for the ozone again. Well, I'm lost in the ozone again. Well, I'm lost in the ozone again. Tell them about now. And I'm lost in the ozone again. Now the neon lights, well, they shining bright downtown. There's a thousand swinging doors gonna let you in. I took them keys a bit, they clocked them in. I head for the old zone again. Well, I'm lost in the old zone again. I'm lost in the old zone again.
One drink of wine, two drinks of gin.
And I'm lost in the old zone again.
Brings back memories of playing that record on the radio in the 70s, Commander Cody. A nice homage, actually, a great version of that song.
I like to get to show off Brian on the drums here and Jason on the bass.
Yeah, we got
Jason help us sing a little.
Everybody sounds great. I'm going to let you play us out. We have time. I think we'll be able to fit it in here. Before you do so, I just want to thank all of our other guests today, Youth Chamber Connection, the Wild Ginger Quintet, also our Penn Trafford High School students winning the Fairchild Challenge being here. Thanks to Malik Johnson for being here to help with us today, Chad Green with a great mix, Ricky Berger. We will look for you next week. If I don't get a chance to let you know that on the other side here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Corey Grinder Band. What do you want to close us down with here?
I feel like it'd be good for us to do like a Tammy Wynette song.
A Tammy Wynette song? Okay.
You know, right?
I think we just
need to be a little sassy this morning.
I could see you channeling Tammy Wynette.
Morning's almost over. You need
vice versa.
To bring the sass.
So, by the way, look for the Corey Grinder Band. We've linked to their Facebook page. Just Google them, Corey and Grinder, spelled the traditional ways. And
sure.
Are we going to know this song?
Yeah, this is a number called Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad.
Corey Grinder Band, thanks for being here.
I never seen the inside of a barroom. Listen to a jukebox all night long. I see these are the things that bring you pleasure. So I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I heard it said if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. And that's the way you wanted me to be. I'll change if that's what it takes to make you happy. From now on, you're gonna see a different me. Because your good girl's gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you ever had. If you like 'em painted up, powdered up, then you oughta be glad. 'Cause your good girl's gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey.
why you hardly even recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the water satellite. Because your good girl's gonna go back. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you ever had. You like them painted up, powdered up, then you oughta be glad. Cause your good girl's gonna go back. Because your good girl's gonna go back.